Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Education and Roots Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. Glad to be back. First, I always start off by thanking all of my listeners, all of my followers, all the ones who take time to even view the profile. So I thank you all. I thank all the ones close to me. I thank the ones that are just listening in to see what I'm going to say next so they can get upset, a waste of time. But especially, I thank you supers, you know who you are. But you can give kids twist, whatever you want to do. It's wide open for you. See, when you set up and hope and try and try to see what someone else is doing, you are wasting your time. Because if something irritates me, I don't want to look at it, I don't want to see it, and I don't want to hear it. And I'm sure that goes for a lot of you out there. Now, we always start off with real talk, but real talk is going to turn into conjure. Because what I'm thinking of right now is boosters. Boosters and people that can't keep their mouth shut. And there is a lot of conjure for people that can't keep their mouth shut. You know, when a person tells you to stay away from them, when a person tells you to not call them, they mean it. They mean it from the bottom of their heart. You have heard it over and over again, but you keep on and on and on. That's not a good deal. See, that's picking. You're picking. Okay, things can be done for you. I want to give out a conjure tip. And for the snooper, I know I really don't care. But one thing for all of my good people out there, ask your worker about the cow tongue, the beef tongue. The beef tongue is used in court cases. The beef tongue is used to shut people up. And there's other things that you do with the beef tongue. So if you're already involved with the worker, please ask them about the beef tongue. And if you want to ask me, it's fine. You can call after the show or during the show. It doesn't matter. Okay, picking again. Oh, don't speak to me. Person come by you every day, and you know that you can't stand them, but they're still waving and speak. They want to send you letters. They want to send you texts. They're trying their best to get back in your life so that they can see exactly what you're doing and know which way to go to destroy you. And I know that there are some strong people out here that cannot be destroyed by this kind of mess. You know, I get that question every single day, why is this person jealous of me? People will get jealous over anything, your clothes, your shoes, your car, your socks. The way that you carry yourself is the biggest thing. If they see that you're very popular around people and you can speak to people and talk to them, then, you know, they are jealous. Some of them don't even know you. Some of them are very close to you. Okay, let's talk about this. Let me say it another way. Pulling a trick on someone. Now, victim, be careful. Tricksters, you might want to listen in. People can fool you through money, especially change. The change can be fixed. Those greenbacks can be fixed. Dress it and give it to them. Okay, Christmas cards, Christmas presents, birthday presents, clothes, shoes, all of the above can be dressed and given to you to cause a bad effect. I just thought you all needed to know that. And people use children. You know, some of you have children and you don't let them play with anyone, you know, because you may be in a bad area. But you're just not trusting. And in these days, really, it's not good to trust. Too much, anyway. People put tricks on children to take to someone else's house. Be careful who you let your children play with. Look at who the parents are. And sit back and think, do I want my child playing with their child? You just look at who the parents are, and if they are your enemies, you know the answer right away. The answer is no, you don't. And it's sad because children are vulnerable. When people do this to children to mess somebody else up, they could be messing their own child up in the process. After all the arguing and fighting, then this little girl or boy wants to come and play with your little girl or boy. No, people, please think about that, because this is something major, and I do mean major. Okay, think about this. You had a long battle with the neighbors, and all of a sudden, they want you to come to their party. And you already know what they're all about. You've seen them doing things in the yard. You've seen them doing some of everything. And you're going to go to the party. Then you're stepping right in the trap. Don't set yourself up for downfall. Always set yourself up for greatness. Always be in tune with everything. In tune with what's outside of your home, even if it's in your flowers, your rose bushes, your driveway, everywhere, even around your own vehicle. Now, it is a sad world that we live in. We have everything else going on, but then we have to look at this. No, that's not right. Okay, look at our little newborn. So I'm coming to the world with health problems. Some of them are natural. But some of these parents have done so much ill will. The children come in destroyed because someone has either struck back or the parents didn't know what they were doing when they were trying to strike somebody. Pregnancy. Witchcraft is used in pregnancies to cause a miscarriage. You watch for odd things like snake skin and bird's nest. Look for odd things like unusual bugs dead around your house. Something you have never seen, something that's out of the ordinary. You can ask your worker about that. I'm not going to go into detail with that because that puts people in danger. I know there's evil people just waiting for this one, and I will not give it out to hurt an unborn child. Now that we're a little bit into the show, I want to bring up workers' woe. That's like I was saying earlier. If the worker has told you to leave them alone, the case is over. You got your result. Don't keep aggravating, because things can turn right back the way they were. See, when you were a client, you didn't do what they told you to do. So why keep trying to talk to them now? It's strange why you would try to keep talking to them now. We are not here to be at your beck and call 24 hours of the day. Do not call us with, well, Lord, I just had to wash the stain out of my shirt, knowing you hadn't washed the damn shirt for 2 darn weeks. And you think it's something wrong because of the stain in it. You're probably stinking. That's probably what it is. You're smelling. And yes, you're going to have spots. Huh? God knows what people do. So, yeah, you're going to have spots. Mm-mm. No clothes with unnecessary stuff like that. If you got to wash your drawers, then wash your drawers. That is not a case for a worker. We are here for serious things. If they are widening out the road in front of your house, that's not a case. That is the city, the state, trying to make a wider highway or trying to patch up some of the holes. And Lord knows, in some state, there are some major holes in the road. That's not a case for us. What do you want us to do? Click our heels and jump there and tell them, no, don't do that. Idiot. Okay. And I'm sure that some workers that's listening in agree with this. See, some of you think that you are a worker, the client, and you get on the phone and try to tell the worker what is what. Well, if you knew what was what, why call us? That's what I'm talking about. And to all the ones that's trying to lay traps for their neighbors, I see some getting it back to sell. I see some setting up in there. Oh, yes, another thing. Get the graveyard dirt out of your house. You never bring graveyard dirt into your home. You're going to mix about 3 or 4 people, dirt, into a glass. And set it in the house and mix it with the stuff that you're trying to get rid of the neighbors with. And more than likely, you don't know how to collect it. You probably haven't paid for it. This is coming back on you. And I mean this. I mean, you just listen to what I'm saying. It is the craziest thing that I have ever seen. Well, I want to say this, too. Let's go to something else. A woman. A woman's tears is always counting. Those of you in abusive relationships, verbally, physically, and it deals with your emotions, those tears are counted by God. And I'm telling you, this man is going to suffer. There's so many women trying to get men back that have been so abusive that it's ridiculous. See, the thing that I hear, many of us hear, is he loves me. Well, if he loved you, he wouldn't do the things that he do. If he loved you, he wouldn't hit you. Example. If I hit somebody, I mean to do it. If a man hits you, he mean to do it. You can't take that back. And he's going to do it again and again. Don't be a victim of that. That's an example right there. Or somebody saying harsh words to you, hurting you. You know, words can hurt you deep. Some of your partners have mouths that were cut. Might as well go ahead and hit the person. And you use that. See, you figure that's your way of hurting somebody, using words. Still, a woman's tear is counted, and it returns back to you. Another thing, how do you expect to have a happy relationship, mama, daddy, aunt, and everybody all up in your business 24/7. You cannot have that. Now, something can be done about that, and it's something that can be done about the abusive one in the relationship. There's a lot of things that can be done. If the person decides to, you know, go for a little work to get rid of you, you don't know what's going to happen. You're going to be in a place one day and not know how you got there. Never, never backtrack. Never take the same steps twice. Never. If you have gotten out of that relationship, why go back? You were mistreated the first time, and you're going to be mistreated the second time. Okay, but those of you who work with us, when we tell you to do something, please write it down. And if you have questions, ask us. Ask us. I'd rather for you to ask for me. I'd rather for a client to ask me what is what if I give them something to do or send them something than to make a mess. I'd rather for that to happen. Not only the bad things we want to hear the good things to, not only the good things we want to hear the bad things to. Because if we hear bad things, there is something that we can do to fix it on our end. It may be something else that you need to do, but you need to communicate with your worker. You really do. Now, what I said about dirty clothes and stuff, don't call for unnecessary stuff like that. But when it comes down to this, this voodoo, this witchcraft, and all of these magical uses and conjure, yes, call us. And if you're lucky enough to have one as your friend, treat them with respect. Because, well, if I have friends, I want to treat them with respect. Because if they don't treat me with respect, I know there's going to be trouble. Anyway, moving on. I haven't given out a conscious tip for today. Let's go to Bayberry. A lodestone and a little sugar and some magnetic sand that draws money to you. And if you didn't catch it that time, you can always go back and listen to this. But that draws money to you. Added with other things, it can draw employment, help you get a job. It draws luck with other things added. Speak to your worker about it. But I hope some of you wrote those three things down. Okay. Some people don't want to go into the Bible when they are told to. And I'm going to say it again. God is in control of everything. Some things involve reading a song. Some things involve reading a Bible verse. So, I don't have to go over what one powerful voodoo practitioner said. But I'm telling you, God plays a role in everything. You know the final answer of the day is God. He has the final yes and he has the final no. I want you to know that. How is any of the magic associated with God? Everything is associated with God. And if you are led that way, if you are a weakling, Satan leads you. But some of us give Satan too much credit. You know, some of the things that happen, oh, Satan made me do that. No, sometimes it is you. That's every once in a while. Satan is very busy every day, so that's why I say every once in a while it's you. animal. I talked about children. Now I want to talk about animals. Frogs, cats, and dogs. That's all I'm going to mention. We know about snake skins because I mentioned that about a month ago. But they can be sent to you to harm you. And when you see something like a frog with an unusual color, you best believe there's evil behind it. But when cats and dogs are sent to you, they always, I mean, they'll leave that day, but they'll come back the very next day until your destruction has started. And you watch, once destruction has started, whatever it may be, that dog or cat is not going to return anymore. Now, the black cat, and it's a true saying, if a black cat is hanging around your house, good luck. But if someone's going to try to trick you, do a little conjure on you, they won't do it with the black cat. I bet you that. They'll use any of them besides the black cat. Now, that's the safest thing that can be around your house. Let's go on. Black hens are used in court cases. For some reason, I'm being led to tell you what's used in court cases. But you have to get these animals, them in your backyard, and they pick up evil. And there's something else you are supposed to do while the black hens are back there. I hope to put that claim. Well, I've got my point across. So I want to go back to something that I didn't get clear. Calling on us if you're calling on a genie or bewitched or yelling for Kool-Aid. That's not going to work. Okay, you start your work. You feel that you own us. And there's some people that do. Because you get upset if we don't answer your call. No, we're not your servant. But you as the client that keep doing that could get in a little trouble. I know that there are some city slickers out there. Yes, that's what I meant to add to it. There are some city slickers out there who only want the deadbeat. Beat people out of things. You might as well stop. Because when you come to us, you're not going to be us. You're going to get the beating, but in another way. Do not try to contradict us either. Don't tell us what we have said, and we know that we didn't say it, or vice versa. Everyone knows what they see. And everyone knows what they hear. And, you know, that would be quite aggravating, not only with us, but everybody else. Let's say if you saw a car wreck, you know you were looking at it, an accident. And someone comes, oh, no, you didn't see that. That didn't happen. Yes, that would be very irritating. And if you destroy something, fix it. What I'm saying here, if you are living in a home and you're destroying things, destroying, and sometimes it's an accident, but the majority of the time it's jealousy. Person nice enough to let you stay there, family nice enough to let you stay there, at least offer to fix it, at least apologize. You know, the least little carrot on and on. Nothing may not be said at that moment, but they can carry it. It can build up until there's an explosion. When the explosion comes, someone may get hurt. And to all you hold things in, please don't do that. That's a bad thing to do. It's bad for your health. It's bad. It's just bad for your well-being. It feels like a ton of bricks on your heart when you do that. I know that there's some that don't trust anybody to talk to. It's good to have someone to speak to let all of this out. If you have to have a punching bag, use that. Let it out. It's not good trapped inside. And I say this from experience. Well, we're almost at the conclusion of the show. Now, I have promised another show. That's on its way, just bear with me. We're going to be speaking more about past practitioners, voodoo mostly, and others. There's going to be more conjugates. I'm going to accept callers, but you have to come straight. You cannot use unknown numbers. You cannot use those odd numbers, all ones, all sixes. What do you have to hide? I mean, you're calling into a show. I am the only one that can see this, not anyone else. So you need to get yourself together and stop trying to hide, and I will answer your call. And sometimes the topics are so intense that I don't have a chance to answer it. But I know when people are playing games, just like that number I mentioned, I'm not going to answer that again. So away from that, answer one more thing. Schools and parents. Teachers, you take your problems to school. Teachers, you take it out on the children. Well, guess what, teachers? How do you know that you're not dealing with a root worker? How do you know that you're not dealing with someone that's going to a root worker? Keep your mouth and your hands off of other people's children. Your job is to teach. If you did not like children, then you should not have taken the job. You should not have went to college for this. If you do not like children. Children are innocent. They haven't done anything to you. And keep doing what you're doing. You're going to find out how harsh that punishment is. Because that's children are of God. They're his angels. And messing with them is a millstone around the neck. So, I hope that you have listened very well to me and carried into the next week. I hope that everyone enjoyed their week ahead. I hope that everyone have enjoyed the show and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope that everybody really think about what I said. See, all of my shows is not about conjure and magic, but there is some in it. And to my special family, my mother, which is my true friend, I love you very much. You have always been there for me. I love all of y'all. And until next week, goodbye.